It started with a hamburger, or maybe it was the combination of the burger, two hot dogs, the Diet Dr. Pepper, potato salad, potato chips, chocolate chip cookies, and brownie. But however it started, there was the pain in the chest. It wasn't a bad pain as pains go, but for 3 days it wouldn't go away. I started thinking it was a heart attack on day two, but there was no numbness, no sweating. Sure signs of a heart attack, so I relaxed a little. But then I thought, surely people have heart attacks without those symptoms, and then I started sweating and couldn't feel my fingertips. When a friend of mine had his heart attack, he said it felt like a circle of heat in the middle of his chest. Good, I thought. That's not me. He then said there are people who have heart attacks after suffering what they thought was indigestion. Okay, that's me. We were sitting at Village Inn when he told me this. He was eating pancakes, extra butter, and I remember thinking how angry I'd be if I died and he was here in a week, slarbing a bunch of butter on a short stack and telling someone, yeah, and then he died. Off to the emergency room. By the way, here's the secret to seeing a doctor in the ER. Walk in, look pale, frightened, and say, I think I'm having a heart attack. Oh, the gunshot victims and people with axes in their heads will still get priority, but you'll scoot right past the high fevers and sprained ankles. Within minutes, squares were shaved on my chest and I was hooked up to some electrodes. My blood pressure was taken, which wasn't that high. If you're bowling, I was given a chest x-ray, blood was taken, and then I started feeling stupid and angry. I didn't want to be having a heart attack at 48. I regretted every salami sandwich I had ever eaten, every mile I hadn't run, every vegetable I pushed aside, and now I would have a scar running down my chest, a nitro bracelet on my wrist, only to be allowed to be the first base coach at softball games and have to stay away from microwave ovens. For some reason, I assumed I'd need a pacemaker. The only upside I could tell was being allowed to pre-board at airports. Then the doctor came in. Your EKG is fine, chest x-ray is fine. So I didn't have a heart attack? No. What was it then? I don't know, maybe an irritated esophagus, acid reflux perhaps. Oh, great, Blue Cross is going to love this claim. My blood pressure dropped back to three figures, and the adhesive squares were ripped off my chest. And then I nearly cried. Not from the relief of not dying, but because the nurse had pulled off some chest hair when she removed those damn squares. On the way out of the ER, I stopped to look at my x-ray. Hey, doc, what's that white stuff in my lungs? Air, he said. I think he was ready for me to go. On the way home, my wife and I stopped at Walgreens and bought fruit-flavored Tums, which, if you add in the emergency room visit, cost about $1,703.99. Considering, though, how the evening could have gone, it was a bargain.